You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Friday. It is time to continue our conversation in the Set Apart to Serve series. Today, we get to talk with a Lutheran teacher, Lutheran educator, and share his story, how he became a Lutheran teacher, and how he gets to encourage and serve alongside other Lutheran educators in his district as well. Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, Sean Martins. He is the LCMS Minnesota South District Education Executive. Sean, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Oh, thanks. Great to be with you today.
So we get to talk about your story of how you became a Lutheran educator, and we also get to learn how you get to serve alongside and encourage educators in your district as well in Minnesota South. So let's start with your story, where it began. When did, like, who influenced you? Who encouraged you to consider becoming a Lutheran teacher?
Yeah, I think my story may be a little different than some, maybe started out like some. My dad was a professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska. Great influence for me. He, servant leader, he, as a professor, directed a cappella choir, and just wonderful in how he would have college students all the time over at our house. Every Saturday morning, he would be baking bread and they would come over, and like family, they would be there to have the German style Brötchen bread and sausage and cheese. And if for Thanksgiving or Easter, if there were students who couldn't go home, they would be welcome at our dinner table. And it wasn't Professor Martins to them, it was mom and dad to them. So growing up, it wouldn't be unusual for me to answer the old rotary phone and a complete stranger would ask, is mom or dad there? So just the way that they just gave such servant leadership to those students of Concordia throughout their life. And dad served 49 years in the church. But despite that example, I rebelled a little bit. I wasn't going to be that teacher. And so throughout high school, I went to Lutheran elementary school, but there wasn't a Lutheran high school near me. So I went to public high school. And the career test said I should be an engineer. I was going to be an engineer. And you know, a lot of students in my high school said, oh, they would come to me and they would ask for my help for on tests and help explain this to me, because the teacher can't explain this to me. But I was going to go off and be an engineer, not a teacher like my parents. But after one semester of trying to be an engineer, no, it was, I call it a Jonah moment. Yeah, I realized teaching was going to be my future and went back to Concordia Seward and back to the calling that I think God had, the plan God had for me.
I love that you call that a Jonah moment. That does tend to come up in these conversations of children of church work families and not wanting to go into the family profession, so-called. And God had other plans, and here you are today. And that is a wonderful thing. Tell us about where you've served since your time at Concordia, Nebraska. Where have you served as a Lutheran educator and administrator?
Yeah, my first call was Faith Las Vegas. My wife and I loaded up a U-Haul, put the car in a trailer behind, and off we went, not knowing where we would go, where we would live, and from Seward, Nebraska. Quite the adventure. We had a three-month-old child with us at the time, but we had a wonderful 4 years at Faith Las Vegas. Then we came back to Seward, where I became a middle school teacher at the school that I was in from kindergarten through ninth grade. So I served there as a elementary teacher and later interim principal. I also coached football for the Concordia Bulldogs for a while there. Sure. And then became principal at Trinity Lone Oak in Eagan in Minnesota. served there for 9 years, and then to the district office where I am currently.
So Seward, Nebraska, Las Vegas, Nevada, back to Seward, Nebraska, then Eagan, Minnesota, and now the district office as well. That's quite a journey, serving as a Lutheran educator, administrator, and now executive as well for education in the district. Why is Lutheran education important to you? Why are you so invested in Lutheran education today?
You know, through most of that time, I've seen myself as being, going back to my science roots, I guess, I've seen myself as a catalyst for growth. A catalyst isn't initiating the growth. It just helps that growth, whatever that is, it helps that growth go faster. And so if that growth is in knowledge, is that growth in coaching, is that growth in helps an athlete grow faster when I was coaching, or better if it's a school administrator that I'm working with, if I'm coaching that administrator in whatever they're dealing with, I am just facilitating whatever it is by the grace of God. I'm a catalyst. I see myself as that catalyst. And so that's what I see myself as. And if the Lord can continue to use me as that catalyst, I'm happy to serve in whatever capacity he can use me as.
Tell us more about your role at the Minnesota South District as assistant to the president for education and commission ministers.
Yeah, currently I'm doing that role strictly with schools. I have worked with in the past with also with the parish professionals and DCEs and others, but right now just working with schools and the commission ministers working in schools. I'm also working for the past year also with Minnesota North District. So that's a new collaboration for us, and happy to serve the schools in Minnesota North as well. A lot of it is building relationships. It's about building collaborations. It's about, like I said, that being a catalyst for them. We've had an exciting time in Minnesota since COVID. Everything here, you could say, has flipped. There's been a 37% growth in our elementary schools since COVID. Our high schools have grown by 20% since COVID. And why? By the grace of God, yes. But, you know, COVID revealed what's been going on here. And parents, we don't have vouchers in this state. We don't get government money. But people have realized we need a different setting for their children. And so we have schools that are growing like gangbusters. We have schools that are starting to add classrooms. And we have a couple places that are considering going K-12. It's just an amazing time right now here. But we have the challenges, hence Set Apart to Serve connection, the challenges of where are we going to find educators for these schools? And huge challenges there. So hence our interest about, well, we need educators for these schools that are growing here, and especially in the future as hopefully this trend continues. That's what's going on here and what I'm interested in and occupies my time here in Minnesota.
So let's say a Lutheran school has a need for a teacher. Maybe a teacher receives a call or someone retires. They reach out to you then and start that process of seeking a new Lutheran teacher to fill that position.
Right. Yeah. And of course, that's the traditional route. You know, we talk them through the regular CMIth route, but over the last 2 years, we found that probably about 50% of the school's open positions are being filled with a filled by an installation. Let's put it that way. They're often finding teachers here in this state that are Lutheran. We're probably the LCMS, and we're preparing them for ministry. We are developing a mentorship program right now that we're so that next year we have our retiring emeriti preparing them to come alongside of those Lutheran educators so that they have someone who can, all right, we have experienced teachers here, just like these parents that were fed up with the public school system or whatever setting they're coming from, but they really don't understand our Lutheran system. So let's mentor them. They're Christian, they're Lutheran, but they really don't understand our Lutheran school system. We need to come alongside them so that they understand our Lutheran system. They have an experienced teacher who can answer their questions, get them up to speed as we prepare them for colloquy or reinstatement if they used to be in our Lutheran system, which many of them are, we come to find as they're coming back to us for whatever reason.
We're in our Set Apart to Serve conversation today with Sean Martins. He's the LCMS Minnesota South District Education Executive. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others. To live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world. To live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're in our Set Apart to Serve conversation today with Sean Martins. He's the LCMS Minnesota South District Education Executive, learning about how he became a Lutheran teacher, a Lutheran educator and administrator, and now also serving as the Education Executive for the district in Minnesota South. And what it's like working alongside teachers and helping them get connected with opportunities to serve in the Minnesota South District. And you mentioned also collaborating with Minnesota North as well, helping them meet some of those needs as well. Let's talk a little bit more about mentoring those teachers. You mentioned that being an important part of the process for filling the need for teachers in Minnesota South and recognizing that we don't have as many LCMS rostered teachers, commissioned church worker teachers who are ready to serve in that. So what you're finding is some teachers who are coming from other school settings who happen to have an LCMS background who are stepping into those roles and being equipped for ministry in LCMS schools in your district. What does that mentorship look like? Are you connecting them with other teachers in those schools or in nearby schools to help them understand what it's like to be in a Lutheran classroom?
Yeah, and we have the great resource of our retiring teachers. Mm-hmm. Who are willing to serve and continue to serve in more limited roles. Oftentimes we have a lot of smaller schools where principal may not have the time and ability to do a lot of that mentoring. So that's why we're trying to tap into a lot of these retirees who may be able to, you know, come alongside and in a limited fashion, you know, as needed, weekly, monthly, whatever the needs of that particular school are. And oftentimes these are experienced teachers. It's not like they need help with their teaching. How do I talk about Jesus? They've never done that before in their other settings. how do I do chapel if that's part of their expectation or not? Or, you know, how do I do this religion curriculum? Or how do I talk to the parents? How do I pray with parents? How do I do those other settings in a faithful way? Because that's what's new to them and they really need help with. So those are the things we're talking through, and how can we guide a teacher who's not familiar with our Lutheran settings, and even some of the expectations that are new to them that are much higher. They do a lot more curriculum, a lot more during the day than they probably do in their other settings. Some other things, preparing our administrators to recruit that kind of teacher is a little bit different for them as well. So providing them with some of those tools. For my part, just this year, I'll probably be in about 10 different congregations for accreditation presentations. So every time I'm in a different congregational setting, I use that opportunity to talk about the need for teachers. And I'll talk about, well, if you happen to be a teacher in another setting, and maybe you're thinking about the opportunity to use ministry with your teaching gifts, come talk to me after the service. And quite often I will have a teacher approach me after the service and want to know a little bit more, just because I mentioned that when I'm there for another purpose. So every opportunity I have, I try to mention that when I have my time at a congregation. It's important because there are people out there who are not very happy about what's going on in their other school teaching settings. So it's important that I have that opportunity. I use it.
What else is the Minnesota South District doing to address the church worker formation and recruitment of young people to even consider church work vocations?
At the early childhood end of things, our early childhood process in Minnesota, the state does not require a bachelor's degree for teachers at that level. So associate's degree is very typical there. And so we have really been talking to our early childhood administrators about, well, when you hire at that level, while I understand, all right, you really want a called and rostered person, but there's very, very few out there right now. So it's you're really at a competitive disadvantage anyway with anyone else outside of Lutheran education anyway, because you're hiring someone at premium rates. So you can get a Lutheran Christian person with an associate's degree, and then we have what we call the Step Up to Ministry program here. We talk to them about, all right, there's the early childhood program that the Lutheran Education Association has out there. It's all online. It's the spiritual nurture in the Lutheran early childhood classroom. And for very reasonable price, like $25 per seat, they can learn more how to teach in the early childhood classroom. And then they can get the next level, Making Jesus Real program. That starts learning more of the theological side of it. Then they can get to the next level, or the next step on the rung, which would be through Concordia, Nebraska, the Exceptional Learner Certificate. So if you program a step-by-step process to get a very basic teacher to the next level, and eventually the colloquy, you start developing internally you're developing within the program your own teacher who gets to that level. And so we start developing our own teachers here who have that training that you desire, and you've developed a relationship with that teacher. We already see so much turnover of teachers at the early childhood level anyway. Now you're developing a teacher, you're investing in them, they're investing in you, and you have developed a teacher that you want who has that training, that has that future that you want in roster status, in that you originally wanted, but now you have the investment in each other and you've built that relationship in each other. And in the end, you have what you wanted all along. So when we talk about it in those terms, now we have what we want and the relationship, and we have a teacher that we need. And now they're really ready as a director as well. So it's a win-win.
It sounds like lots of equipping happening there, especially through those mentoring relationships and learning about serving as a Lutheran educator while serving, learning more about what it means to be a Lutheran teacher through that real life practical experience and through the classes and mentorship as well.
Yeah.
Sean, what else would you like for us to know about becoming a Lutheran educator in Minnesota South District?
Well, you said this is only half an hour, huh?
We got about 2 minutes left.
Yeah. We have a phenomenal district set apart to serve committee. Josh Miller, Reverend Josh Miller, is chairing our committee here, and they really, any event that goes on in this district, they are there. They are there talking about Set Apart to Serve. They're working with youth. They're working with our pastors. They are getting the word out about getting our young people engaged about, you know, the next generation thinking about serving the church, serving in the church. And I just want to plug them and let people know they're doing a great job of getting the word out to the future generation, the next generation, to our pastors. We got to talk to our young people about, hey, there is a future. We have a lot of young people right now that are getting into our schools, and now they're hearing about, hey, church work has a future. And with the growth we're having right now in our Lutheran education here, we need teachers. We need teachers right now, but we're going to need teachers. We're going to need pastors. So let's keep talking to those people about church work.
Our guest today, Sean Martins, LCMS Minnesota South District Education Executive. Sean, thank you so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
Yeah, thank you.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.